Now, since you had that take, I'm interested to see what you go say on this. We good, kid?
Yeah.
Dead in Hip Hop D365. You know what it is. It's your boy FIFA 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge and special guest Spike Lou.
What up, though?
Today we are doing Chuck Strangers, A Forsaken Lover's Plea. Now, before we get into the grading system, see, we set Spike up just a little bit. He likes Southern shit, so we gave him Boosie. We also gave him Usher. He ain't listen to Usher. We'll come back and he'll be on the Usher review. However,
no, he won't. He's not. No, he won't. Nah.
Now, look, nah. The real setup was when you sent this and I saw the name of it and seen this dude. I was like, this nigga sent another R&B album? Like, what the
But yeah, I set Spike up because he loves Southern music. So I was like, you know what? We're going to send two East Coast niggas. Let's see what happens, Ken. Let's see what happens. So Chuck Strangers, how do you feel about this one, Lou, in terms of the features? Not many features on here. You got Alchemist. You have Remy Banks and you got Joey Badass and Eric the Architect.
Joey Badass was solid.
Okay.
I wasn't mad at the features. I would go a C. It was average. None of them just stood out to me.
Gotcha. So what you giving it?
This dude from the East Coast?
Uh-huh.
Really? He sounded like he was from Cali or something.
Mm-mm.
Huh. C. A C. For the
C?
Features. Yeah. C for the features. B for me.
Me
yeah,
too.
I thought they were good.
Yeah, I thought Eric did his thing. Joey Badass, I definitely liked him. Joey is really changing.
Joey know that Power Money about to run out.
I know he got a rap now.
He know he,
I gotta get back to my rap, man.
He gotta come back to
ain't
music,
no more
bro.
Unique, nigga.
Yeah. Now, Joey, over the last couple of years, he's changing his style up. And I think he's like redefining who he is as a rapper, which I think is very interesting and dope. But all right, so next up is going to be the production. How did y'all feel about the production on this?
Let me get a B.
B?
Yeah.
What say you, Spike?
A minus.
What?
I was fucking with this. Like the soul.
Okay.
Like the soul set, like that's my bag. I love like songs that sound that way, like Blueprint inspired, like that Kanye bag right there. Mm-hmm. Again, like you said, I listened to this intro and before it got through it, I thought you sent another R&B CD, but by the time I said CD, R&B project, by the time I got into it, it was perfect. The production was perfect. This is my type of like style. This is my tempo right here.
100%. Interesting. Ken, I did not see that happening. I'm giving it a B. I thought that production was very solid on this.
You know who you remind me of?
Hmm.
Larry June.
Really?
100%.
As a rapper?
Just the whole, the feel pause of the project, like the style.
Really?
It remind me of Larry June. That's why I was surprised when you saw, I heard him saying Flatbush on there, but I thought he was shouting out some
Flatbush
Brooklyn
zombies.
People.
Damn. Well, Flatbush, New York.
Yeah, Flatbush, Brooklyn.
But yeah, damn, I didn't think you was going to mess with the production like that.
I fucked with his head.
Alchemist, bro.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That shit was bang,
and bro. I think Chuck produced a lot of this, too.
Specifically,
Alchemist didn't do the whole thing.
Specifically, Feelings, number 10, Feelings and Ali's Roadie Shop, Roti Shop.
Roadie Shop. Mm-hmm.
That shit Ali's was fire. Shop.
Okay. Damn, okay. What about the rapping? How you feel about the rapping?
That was a B. It wasn't as crisp as Larry June. Like and then some of the fly shit that he be saying and you know the mood that he gets you in. It wasn't as crisp, but it did give me that feel. It gave me those vibes of Larry June. It's cool, it's mood music, like we chilling, we're smoking, we're drinking wine, like we healthy, eating drinking smoothies, shit like that. It set a dope tone. It was like some adult, cool, laid back shit.
Yeah, I give you that. It was definitely adult ish rapping, you know, pulling back some layers, talking some real shit, some grown man shit. The rapping, I give it a C+, B minus. I don't think Chuck Strangers does a lot for me in his style of rap, but he's definitely come a long way from when B called him out years ago on Joey's project. He's definitely come a long way as a rapper, so that's why I'm giving him C+, B minus. What do you give him on the raps, Ken?
Oh, man, I've listened to this quite a few times trying to figure out, because I'm he's definitely improved a lot. So I say B minus.
B minus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Overall, for me, I think this is a B, potentially B plus. And I've listened to it quite a few times for myself as well. And it's interesting you say Larry June. Like, this didn't put me necessarily in that mood. You know what I'm saying? Like, 98% of Larry's music makes me want to go get a fresh lineup and make sure my car is clean as hell. You know what I'm saying?
This watch didn't, it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This didn't make me necessarily feel like that. But I would definitely, this is recommendable though. Like, I would, I know it sounds crazy, I'll send it to B. It'd be like, hey, B, check out your boy Chuck Strangers. You know what I'm saying? But no, I definitely think it's a solid project. So I'm going to give it a B plus.
I'm at a B. I should be higher than that though, because I it's an interesting project that keeps me coming back to it. So I'm gonna go a B plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely a B plus for me.
Okay.
Saved some songs to the playlist. Again, I was surprised. I had never heard of this dude. I know y'all have reviewed him, but I didn't even know who he was. I was pleasantly surprised as I was listening to it on the way in. Like, this shit banging. Like, I like this. So a B. I would definitely revisit this.
That's what's up. That's interesting. See, I thought we was about to get some fireworks. Be like, who the fuck is this guy? You know how I fuck with New York niggas like that.
That's my tempo. This right here. Okay. Like that style.
100%. That's what's up. Yeah, no, Ken, when I threw it on the first time and you know, I was doing other stuff, I was like, nah, bro, like I gotta pay attention. You know what I'm saying? Because there were lines and things that he was saying that I was like, I can't just passively listen to this. So I listened to this a couple of more times and I'm like, yeah, man, like I always talk about peeling back layers and being honest, you know? And I feel that that's one of the biggest improvements from Chuck versus early Chuck, where I felt like he was just rapping a rap, where this felt like he has more of a message now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing that caught me, Ken, and why I was like, nah, we gotta wait. I gotta listen to this a couple more times before I can give it an honest review.
Yes, I will say, like, when it opened with the Richard Pryor intro, and then it was like, this is a something to the Black community. I thought that there was gonna be a deeper and wider concept here than what I got. Mm-hmm. That's why I kept like listening to it. I don't feel like I got that, but I do feel like I got like parts of that, you know, maybe from Chuck's perspective, or what it's just like to be a Black man, you know, in America, which is good. And maybe it just requires some more listening. But overall, I don't know. There's something appealing to this that keeps me putting it on. It has replay value. Yes,
it does.
And Chuck's rapping, like, it really fits the mood of the music. And he does a lot of the production on here with some other folks. But yeah, there were some really good samples. The Feeling sample was good.
Loved it. I had it on repeat maybe two or three times.
Grasp was good with Obisay or something like that. Like, nah, it's some joints on here. And yeah, it's just kind of like, it's almost like, you can put this shit on, man, and drink some whiskey, and just sit around, chill, man. Yeah, it's nice and gloomy outside, and you ain't got shit to do, man. You just put this on, and just sip some whiskey, bro.
Agree with that. That is perfect.
Yeah,
on the rocks. Don't mix it.
Slow.
Yep.
Light up a cigar.
Exactly.
Yeah,
this cigar music. 100%.
Oh yeah, that's good too. Yeah, I was surprised, man. I was surprised. Like, I was like, oh. Chuck Strangers. Remember what I said earlier on some of the other reviews. I'm nosy with a lot of music. So there are artists that I don't like, but I keep up with. Just going, let me see what y'all are doing. Right. Chuck, you know, is one of those guys. And, you know, we've been following him and his whole thing early. Yep. So he's come a long way. And it's good to see that, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I think he's like right there, bro.
Let me ask you this, because they obviously both came around the same time. And we were surprised with CJ Fly's project, Piranha. Would you say, which one do you think is better?
Oh, I'm going with this all day.
Really?
Yeah, it's not even close.
Oh, I think Piranha's better.
Oh, no.
I think Piranha's better. No. That's interesting. I knew you was going to say Chuck Strangers.
Yeah,
that's why I put it out there. Damn. All right. That's cool. That's cool. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Chuck got that verse. That Odd Friday.
Bring it back. We need that back. We need that Odd Friday. Shit,
we gotta figure out what our home situation look like. But look, you already know what it is.
I definitely shared this with a couple people.
Really? Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So it is recommendable for
absolutely.
You.
Okay. I shared this with a couple of people.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Look at Chuck.
Have you recommended it?
No, but no, I would. But it is. Yeah, I would definitely send this out.
No, it's definitely recommendable. Y'all already know, man. Another day, another review. Whenever we get Odd Friday back, me and Kay, this is gonna be the first time I can't go be on this motherfucker. We gonna do Chuck Strange's A Forsaken Love Plea.
They would hate that.
Versus CJ Fly's like Piranha. Nah, he's never done that in or Odd Friday. I mean, he's never done Odd Friday. The one entity that Ken has never touched. But it is what it is, man. Look. Please share, like, and subscribe this video. And we'll catch you tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.